Mrs. Chen, you need to come to the school immediately. The principal's voice was tight with barely controlled anger. What's wrong? Is Emma okay? Emma's fine, but there's been an incident with her property. Please come now. I dropped the phone and grabbed my keys, my heart racing. 20 minutes later, I stood in Principal Morrison's office, staring at what used to be my daughter's winter coat, now charred, stuffed with cigarette butts, and reeking of smoke. We found this in the girl's bathroom, she said quietly. Emma identified it as hers. My daughter's coat was found at school burned and stuffed with cigarette butts. Hi, I'm Nicole. Today I'm going to tell you my story. But before I continue, please like, share, and subscribe to hear more stories like this. My daughter Emma is 13. She's quiet, studious, maybe a little awkward, the kind of kid who'd rather read during lunch than gossip. She's never been popular, but she's never had real enemies either. Or so I thought. Everything started 3 months ago when Emma came home unusually quiet. How was school? I asked, noticing she wasn't wearing her jacket despite the cold. Fine. Where's your jacket? I left it at school. Emma, it's freezing. Why would you? I just forgot, okay? She rushed to her room. I should have pushed harder. But teenagers are moody, right? I let it go. The next day, she wore her old jacket from last year, too small and threadbare. I'll get your good jacket from Lost and Found, I offered. No, I mean, it's fine. I like this one. Red flag number one that I missed. Over the following weeks, things escalated. Emma's belongings started disappearing. Her calculator before a math test, her lunch money, her library books, which we had to pay for. You need to be more responsible, I told her after the third lost textbook. I am being responsible. They just disappear. Things don't just disappear, Emma. She looked at me with tears in her eyes. You don't believe me? I believe you're being careless. God, I was so blind. Then came the Instagram incident. Emma doesn't have social media. We agreed she'd wait until high school. But one evening, her friend Maya called our landline. Emma needs to see this, Maya said urgently. Someone made a fake profile of her. I demanded to see it. The account used Emma's school photo, but the posts, they were vile. Racist comments, bullying messages, inappropriate photos clearly photoshopped. The username was a cruel play on Emma's name. We're going to the school tomorrow, I said, screenshotting everything. No, Mom, please. It'll make things worse. Who's doing this? I don't know. But I saw the fear in her eyes. She knew. Vice Principal Edwards was sympathetic, but useless. Without proof of who created the account, our hands are tied. We'll send a general reminder about cyberbullying. A reminder? Someone's terrorizing my daughter. We take these matters seriously, but nothing. Do something. They did nothing. The account stayed up for 2 more weeks before suddenly vanishing. Emma pretended everything was fine, but I noticed changes. She stopped staying after school for art club. She ate lunch in the library. She flinched when her phone buzzed. Talk to me, I begged one night. Who's doing this? Just leave it alone, Mom, please. I can't protect you if you won't tell me. You can't protect me anyway. She broke down sobbing. You think I'm careless and stupid and losing things on purpose? I never said that. You didn't have to. You don't believe me about anything. That night, she finally told me pieces. 3 girls in her grade, Sophia, Madison, and Jenna. Sophia was the ringleader, popular and vicious. Her mother, Patricia Winters, was PTA president and acted like she owned the school. Sophia decided she doesn't like me, Emma said quietly. I don't even know why. When did this start? Beginning of the year. I got picked for advanced art and she didn't. That's it? She's torturing you over art class? Emma shrugged. She said I think I'm better than everyone, that I'm stuck up and weird. Have you told any teachers? Mrs. Rodriguez knows something's wrong, but Sophia's too smart. She never does anything when adults are around. What about your friends? What friends? Emma's voice broke. Sophia told everyone I smell bad and that I said horrible things about them. Maya's the only one who still talks to me, and even she's scared. My heart shattered. My baby had been isolated, targeted, and I'd been too busy to notice the signs. The next day, I called Patricia Winters. Hi, Patricia. This is Nicole Chen, Emma's mom. I think our daughters are having some conflicts. Oh, Nicole! Her voice was sugar sweet. Yes, Sophia mentioned Emma's been spreading rumors about her. Excuse me? Something about Sophia bullying her? It's really upset my daughter. You know how sensitive girls are at this age. Patricia, Emma's belongings are being stolen. Someone made a fake Instagram. Kids lose things, and everyone knows Emma doesn't have Instagram, so how could anyone impersonate her? That's not... Look, I'm sure Emma's going through something, but accusing other children isn't the answer. Maybe she needs attention at home. Are you seriously suggesting? I'm just saying, with your divorce and everything, it must be hard on her. I'd been divorced for 5 years. Emma's father was actively involved. This woman was reaching for any ammunition. My family situation has nothing to do with your daughter bullying mine. Alleged bullying. And frankly, Sophia says Emma's been following her around, trying to copy her style. It's making my daughter uncomfortable. Copy her style? Emma wears the same 5 outfits? Exactly. Maybe if she put more effort into her appearance, the other girls would be more accepting. I hung up furious. The woman had just blamed my daughter for being bullied. I tried talking to Emma's teachers. Mrs. Rodriguez, the art teacher, was sympathetic. I've noticed the dynamics, she admitted quietly. But without concrete proof, Sophia's very careful, and her mother has a lot of influence here. So my daughter just has to suffer? Document everything. Every incident, every missing item. Build a case they can't ignore. So we did. I bought Emma a small notebook to record incidents. Within a week, it was filling up. Monday, calculator missing from locked locker. Tuesday, glue poured in backpack Wednesday. Note in desk, calling me ugly. Thursday, pushed in hallway, books scattered. Friday, lunch money taken from pocket. This is evidence, I told Vice Principal Edwards, showing him the notebook. He glanced at it. This is all circumstantial. Emma could be writing anything. Are you calling my daughter a liar? I'm saying without witnesses or proof. What about cameras? They don't cover every area, and students have privacy rights. I wanted to scream. The system was protecting the bullies, not the victim. 2 weeks later came the coat incident. When Principal Morrison called, I knew something terrible had happened. But seeing Emma's destroyed coat, her favorite, the one I'd saved up to buy her, broke something in me. Where's Emma now? I asked. In the nurse's office, she's very upset. I found my daughter curled up on the cot, shaking. Honey, I'm here. They ruined it, she sobbed. They ruined everything. Who, baby? You need to tell them who. I can't prove it was them. Did anyone see anything? They did it during PE. Everyone was outside. But then the nurse, Mrs. Garcia, closed the door. Mrs. Chen, I shouldn't say this, but... I saw Sophia Winters and her friends near that bathroom right before Emma found her coat. They were laughing about something. Will you tell the principal? I already did, but without direct proof. This is insane. They destroyed her property. Mrs. Garcia leaned closer. There's something else. I've been keeping my own records. Emma's not the first student they've targeted. But the other families? They either transferred schools or stayed quiet. Why? Patricia Winters has connections. Her husband's law firm represents the school board. Parents are afraid. Well, I'm not. Principal Morrison called Patricia Winters while we waited. I could hear Patricia's shrill voice through the phone denying everything, threatening lawsuits if her daughter was accused without evidence. My husband's a lawyer, she screeched. This is harassment. But sometimes karma has perfect timing. While we sat in that office, the fire alarm went off. Not a drill. Someone had lit toilet paper on fire in the same bathroom where Emma's coat was found. Security cameras that couldn't definitively identify who destroyed Emma's coat suddenly became very useful when actual arson was involved. And guess who was caught on camera entering that bathroom with a lighter? Madison Park, Sophia's best friend. The police were called. Madison, faced with expulsion and criminal charges, broke immediately. She admitted to setting the fire as a prank, and when pressed, confessed to burning Emma's coat, too. Sophia told me to, she cried to the officers. She said it would be funny. And the cigarette butts? From Jenna's older brother. Sophia wanted it to look like Emma smoked. Why would you do this? Sophia said if we didn't help, she'd turn everyone against us, too. She's done it before. The dominoes fell fast. Jenna confirmed Madison's story to avoid charges herself. They revealed months of coordinated bullying. the fake Instagram, created on Sophia's phone, the stolen items, thrown in dumpsters or toilets, and a group chat called Emma Extinction, where they planned their harassment. The police showed me some of the messages. They were horrifying. Let's put her calculator in the toilet. I dare you to cut her hair in assembly. My mom says she's pathetic anyway. Tomorrow bring scissors for her backpack. We have enough for criminal charges, Officer Martinez told me. Destruction of property, harassment, and now arson. These aren't pranks, they're crimes. Patricia Winters arrived at the school like a tornado. This is entrapment. These girls are being coerced. My daughter would never... Ma'am, we have evidence, Officer Martinez said calmly. Your daughter orchestrated a harassment campaign. She's 13. She's a child. Old enough to know burning someone's belongings is wrong. Patricia turned on me. This is your fault. Your daughter obviously provoked them. How? By existing? By being good at art? Emma's always been odd. She makes other kids uncomfortable. Get away from me, I said quietly. Your daughter is a bully and you're her enabler. How dare you? No, how dare you raise a child who thinks destroying others is entertainment? You're nobody. A divorced mother who can't even afford to buy my daughter a new coat? You're right. That coat was expensive for us. I saved for months, and your daughter burned it for fun. The school finally took action. Madison was expelled immediately for the arson. Sophia and Jenna received long-term suspensions. But that wasn't enough for me. I filed a civil suit against all three families for the destruction of property and emotional distress. Emma had started having panic attacks, needing therapy. She was afraid to go to school, afraid to own nice things. They'll just destroy them, she told her therapist. Patricia tried to rally the PTA against us. She sent emails about how we were ruining children's futures over typical teenage behavior. But other parents started coming forward. Sophia had targeted other kids too, always the quiet ones, the different ones, the ones without social protection. She made my son's life hell last year, one mother told me. But Patricia always made excuses. My daughter transferred schools because of Sophia, another admitted. I'm glad someone's finally standing up to them. The stories were heartbreaking. A boy with autism tormented until he became school phobic. A girl whose stutter was mocked relentlessly. A scholarship student whose poverty was constantly highlighted. We tried to complain, one father said. Patricia threatened to sue us for defamation, said we were jealous of her daughter's success. The civil case was settled out of court. Each family paid damages, and the girls were required to attend extensive counseling. Patricia had to resign as PTA president after screenshots of her defending her daughter's behavior went viral in parent Facebook groups. She called bullying character building for the victims, one post revealed. She said poor kids shouldn't expect to fit in with better families, another shared. But the real justice came from an unexpected source. Patricia's husband, the lawyer she'd threatened everyone with, he filed for divorce 6 months later. Court documents revealed he was tired of his wife's toxic behavior and failure to address their daughter's concerning patterns. Apparently, Sophia's behavior wasn't limited to school. She'd been caught shoplifting, vandalizing neighbors' property, and cyberbullying kids from other schools. Each time, Patricia made excuses or paid people off. I can't enable this anymore, Mr. Winters told a colleague who later told me. My wife created a monster and refuses to see it. Sophia ended up at a therapeutic boarding school. Madison's family moved out of state. Jenna stayed but became a pariah. No one wanted to associate with the bullies anymore. Emma slowly healed. We switched her to a private art school where her talents were celebrated, not targeted. She made real friends who appreciated her quiet creativity. The panic attacks stopped. She started smiling again. I'm proud of you, I told her one day as she worked on a painting. For surviving, for speaking up. Eventually, she said, I should have told you sooner. I should have listened better. I'm sorry I didn't believe you at first. You believed me when it mattered. Still, you were telling me things were disappearing and I called you careless. That was wrong. Mom, it's okay. Sophia was good at making me doubt myself, too. Last month, we ran into Patricia at the grocery store. She looked haggard, older. She saw us and quickly turned down another aisle. But not before I caught the look in her eyes. shame mixed with lingering anger. I heard through the grapevine that she'd tried to rebuild her social status but failed. Too many people knew the truth now. Her golden child's reputation was destroyed, her marriage ended, her social standing evaporated, all because she refused to hold her daughter accountable for cruelty. She'd moved to a smaller house, driven an older car, worked part-time at a real estate office where people whispered about her past. The woman who once ruled the PTA with an iron fist was now just another divorced mom trying to make ends meet. Today, Emma's thriving at her new school. She won a state art competition last month, the same one Sophia had wanted so badly to win. We hung the certificate in our living room, proof that talent and kindness triumph over cruelty. Sometimes I think about those three girls. Madison, learning that following a toxic leader has consequences. Jenna, discovering that being a bystander makes you complicit. And Sophia, hopefully understanding that jealousy and cruelty only destroy the person wielding them. But mostly, I think about Emma, my quiet, artistic daughter who survived a campaign of terror and came out stronger, who learned that speaking up is hard but necessary. Who knows now that she has a mother who will fight for her, even when I'm slow to understand? The coat they burned was just fabric and thread. But what rose from those ashes was a girl who knows her worth, isn't determined by bullies who mistake kindness for weakness. So tell me, have you ever discovered your child was being systematically bullied? How did you handle it when the bully's parents enabled their behavior?